This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Security was tight on Sunday at the border between the West Bank and Jordan after a gunman opened fire against Israeli security forces. VOA's Veronica Balderas-Iglesias reports.
Three Israeli civilians and the shooter were killed. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu condemned the attack, believed to be linked to the Israel-Hamas war.
It's a hard day. A despicable terrorist murdered three of our citizens in cold blood at the Allenby Bridge. On behalf of the government, I send my condolences to the families of the murdered.
Israeli troops continue their operations against Hamas targets in Gaza over the weekend. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News.
Former Venezuelan opposition presidential candidate Edmundo Gonzalez has fled into exile after being granted asylum in Spain, delivering a major blow to millions who placed their hopes in his upstart campaign to end two decades of single-party rule. The surprise departure of the man considered by Venezuela's opposition and several foreign governments to be the legitimate winner of July's presidential race was announced late Saturday night. Venezuela's vice president said the government decided to grant Gonzalez safe passage out of the country just days after ordering his arrest to help restore, quote, the country's political peace and tranquility. The military plane carrying him arrived to Spain on Sunday. At least 48 people were killed in a fuel tanker truck explosion on Sunday following a collision with another vehicle in north-central Nigeria, the state's disaster management agency said. This is VOA News. Algeria's president has been re-elected. VOA's Christina Manente has more.
President Abdelmadjid Tebboune has been named the winner of Algeria's presidential election, granting him another term leading the gas-rich North African nation 5 years after pro-democracy protests led to the ousting of his predecessor. In a result that surprised few observers internationally or in Algeria, the country's independent election authority on Sunday announced that Tebboune had won 94% of the vote, far outpacing his closest challenger. Election officials reported that 6 million of the country's 24 million voters had turned out to vote on Saturday, perpetuating the low voter turnout rates that marred Tebboune's first term and raised questions about his popular support. Christina Menenti, VOA News.
Vietnamese state media say at least 14 people died and 176 others injured after Typhoon Yagi slammed the country's north as officials warned of heavy downpours despite its waning power. Described by Vietnamese officials as one of the most powerful typhoons to hit the region over the last decade, Yagi left more than 3 million people without electricity in northern Vietnam and damaged vital agricultural land. It raged for roughly 15 hours before gradually weakening into a tropical depression early on Sunday morning. The mother of the U.S. state of Georgia shooting suspect Colt Gray called his school to warn of emergency the day of last week's killings, his aunt said over the weekend. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
14-year-old Colt Gray's mother called the Georgia high school, warning them about her son just before the shooting Wednesday. That's what her sister Annie Brown told the Washington Post. The teen is charged with murdering two students and two teachers. His father, Colin Gray, accused of supplying the AR-15 style rifle. When Jackson County investigators went to the father's home in 2023 to question the teen about an online threat, he denied it. The father did say his son had access to guns and was bullied at school.
He gets flustered and under pressure. He doesn't really think straight.
That was Colin Gray talking about his son Colt in a 2023 interview with investigators. I'm Julie Walker.
Romania and Latvia, both NATO members and supporter of Ukraine and its 2.5-year-old war with Russia on Sunday, were investigating instances of Russian drones that crashed after breaching their airspace, authorities in both countries said. The incidents prompted officials to call for measures to act jointly to counter Russia's air incursions. NATO's Deputy Secretary General denounced the incidents as irresponsible and potentially dangerous. I'm Joe Ramsey.